USA Radio News.
The shortage of baby formula continues. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Dr. Diane Hess spoke to CBS News about what parents can do to feed their babies.
But there are formulas available, so there might not be the brand name. So there might be a shortage of Enfamil, and there may be a shortage of Similac, but you can get the store brands, which are excellent. The Target, the Kirkland, the Kroger, the CVS, Walgreens, they all come out of the same factory. They're all FDA approved. They meet the same standards that regular Similac and Enfamil do.
As Americans gear up for summer road trips, the price of gas continues to go up with no end in sight. AAA says drivers are paying an average of $4.37 for a gallon of regular gas. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Conservatives on Twitter are accusing President Joe Biden of gaslighting the American people. Biden's Tuesday speech, which attempted to outline a plan to attack inflation, blamed Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the economic woes facing the U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called out the president.
These Democratic price hikes will likely be American families' new normal at the checkout counter. They took an economy that was ready to soar, turned it around, and drove it into the ground.
Meanwhile, Senator McConnell's colleague, Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, said he'd introduce legislation which strips Disney of its special copyright privileges. The Copyright Clause Restoration Act would limit the length of copyrights Congress gives to corporations to 56 years and would apply retroactively. This comes after a public battle between Disney and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Former President Donald Trump would be allowed back on Twitter, according to Tesla chief executive Elon Musk. Musk is buying the social media platform and said on Tuesday he would allow the former president to return to the social media site. In addition, Musk said the permanent bans of Twitter accounts should be rare and reserved for accounts that are scams or automated bots. Quarterback Tom Brady has announced he's returning to the Tampa Bay Bucs next season, but he's lining up career options after he retires. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
Tom Brady is already locking in his next plans after he's done playing football. The 7-time Super Bowl champion will be joining Fox Sports as the network's lead analyst. Brady will call Fox's biggest NFL games and serve as an ambassador. CEO Lachlan Murdoch saying they're delighted that Tom has committed to joining the Fox team and wished him luck for his upcoming season. Brady retired earlier this year before deciding to return to the NFL to play another season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali has been cleared of sexual misconduct following a criminal trial in Boston. A Boston municipal court judge found him not guilty on Tuesday after a 2-day trial in which the chef had waived his right to a jury trial. A woman had accused Batali of forcibly kissing and groping her while taking a selfie at a restaurant in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.